for me to open my Bible and it take me to Proverbs 31:10, the verse that I was thinking. I didn't even say anything. You know, God knows our thoughts. You know, he knew I was thinking this. He knew that's the verse that I wanted him to, you know, that I wanted my Bible to open up to, that I wanted him to tell me. And with that verse, he was telling me, you know, you're a virtuous woman, you know, you're more precious than rubies. And I just think it's so amazing. I think we worship an amazing God. All right, guys. Hi, God bless y'all. Welcome to Creator Loves His Creation podcast. My name is Shayla. And let's just ignore the background because, you know, my sister is visiting from Germany. So, like, you know, my room is looking crazy. So let's just ignore the background. But I am super excited to be, you know, shooting today's episode because a lot has happened. And I actually want to start off sharing what actually happened to me. I believe it was like 2 nights ago. So I have really been going through it. You know, when God gives you a promise, sometimes your surrounding doesn't look like it. Sometimes your life doesn't look like it. You know, he'll give you a promise, but when you look around, it's like, you know, my life isn't really reflecting the word that God gave me. And so I was in the kitchen, right? And, you know, my sister's staying in my room. So I'm staying in the living room. And when I spend time with God, I either go to my car or, you know, I spend time in the kitchen. So I was in the kitchen and so I was just like, you know, talking to God, and I really want to hear his audible voice. That is one of my, you know, desires that I want. And I told God, I was like, you know, like, am I going to hear you today? And, you know, I worshiped and I gave him time. You know, I was like, hey, like, you know, I'm going to sit here in silence, you know, if he wants to speak to me. But he didn't. So I was like, okay, you know, maybe not today. But then as I was going to open my Bible, I told the Lord, I was like, God, I'm going to open my Bible and I'm just going to open it randomly and I'm going to open it to where you want me to read. So when I said that, in my mind, I was like, you know, wouldn't it be awesome if I opened it to, you know, where it says that, you know, she's a virtuous woman and she's more precious than rubies. And I thought, I was like, that came to my mind. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, that would be so cool if God told me that. And if I opened the verse, you know, to that. But, you know, I was thinking, I was just like, man, like, you know, it's just like my thought. But all right. So when I opened it, it's like I immediately saw the verse that says, charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. And I saw that immediately because I actually have it highlighted. So I just saw that and I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's a good word. But then, you know, I just felt something in me tell me, keep looking, like, keep looking at that same page. So I kept looking. And when I kept looking, I came across the verse, and it's Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. And I was just shocked. I was so shocked because when I told y'all, like, I was crying in the kitchen table. I was crying and just bawling my eyes just because I really, really, really wanted, like, a hug from God. And I really, really just wanted him, you know, to give me a hug because, you know, right now I just feel like I'm really walking in faith in my situation. And sometimes, you know, we really have to walk. God calls us to walk in faith. You know, sometimes our life doesn't reflect again, like, the promises that he gave us. But that doesn't mean that the promises aren't going to come. They're going to come. But we have to walk in faith. And, you know, my life wasn't really reflecting that. And I literally, like, I told the Lord, I was like, God, I really want a hug from you. I want you to speak to me. And I yearned so much. Like, I really, really wanted to hear his audible voice because I just felt like, man, I am going through it. Like, I just really, really want to hear your voice. And, you know, I praised him because I really wanted to be in his presence. And for me to open my Bible and it take me to Proverbs 31:10, the verse that I was thinking, I didn't even say anything. You know, God knows our thoughts. You know, he knew I was thinking this. He knew that's the verse that I wanted him to, you know, that I wanted my Bible to open up to, that I wanted him to tell me. And with that verse, he was telling me, you know, you're a virtuous woman, you know, you're more precious than rubies. And I just think it's so amazing. I think we worship an amazing God. And so, yeah, I just really wanted to start off with that because I thought it was really amazing that he would tell me that, and especially that I was just thinking about it. So, yeah, so I wanted to start off with that. And actually, today's episode, I know I just read a verse from the Bible, but I think it's going to be more of like a story time of what actually happened. And I think it's also a bit of encouragement, you know, for anyone that is, you know, going through a hard time. I just want to let you know that God will meet you anywhere that you're at. He will meet you. And I just want to tell you this story time that is so crazy. And I believe it happened last week. So last week, let me tell y'all what happened. So, I mean, God is so amazing. So my sister, she's actually been going through it a bit, you know, she's been having like hives in her body, and so has her little one, my niece. So my sister, she was really itching, and she told me, hey, like, you know, we need to go to the ER. So we went to the ER, and we went to this one ER that's a little bit farther from where I live. Just because, like, the one that's near us, you know, she was like, no, I don't really want to go there. Like, let's go to another one. So we went to this other one, but it didn't take her insurance. So we had to go to the one that was near my house. And the one that's near my house, you know, actually took her insurance. But when I tell y'all, when we pulled up and we got to the parking lot, it smelled like straight, you know, marijuana. It smelled just like that. Like, we got there and the whole parking lot like smelled, had that smell. So we were like, oh my gosh, like, you know, my sister didn't really want to go there because she was like, no, I don't want to go there, like, you know, it's in our neighborhood, and you know, we don't live in, well, I don't, she doesn't live with us anymore, but I don't live like in the best neighborhood, but I mean, I like it here, I'm comfortable. But she was like, no, like, I don't want to go there, like, you know, it's, her words, it's ghetto. That's what she said. She said it's ghetto. So I was like, no, it's not gonna be too bad. But I'm not gonna lie, once I smelled and it smelled like marijuana, I was like, yeah, bro, this, the outside of an ER, it should not be smelling like this, bro. I was like, yeah, this ghetto, right? So I was already thinking, like, you know, I don't know about this, right? So when I told y'all, we got there and we walked in, and you know, they attended us well. And then, I don't know if y'all heard that. I don't know if y'all heard that scream, but that's my niece. Again, we have a full house. So, I'm so sorry if y'all heard her scream. But, anyways, I wanted... Back to the story. So, we walked in, right? And they attended us well. And then we went to a room. And the nurse was talking to my sister. And the nurse was really... Actually, she was actually really sweet. But she was, like, a little bit, like, blunt. Like, honest. And she even said, she was like, oh, I got to work on my way, on the way that I speak to people because, you know, like, I need to be more nice or something like that, she said. But, you know, like, I don't want to say I judged her, but I did judge her, you know, not like speaking like badly, but I looked at my sister after she had left the room and I was just like, yeah, she not professional. I was just like, she a little unprofessional, you know, because I was like, that's not something you tell somebody, and especially you being a nurse, you know. But that's just, you know, my thought. So I'm already having like a bad idea of this place. I'm like, it smells like marijuana, the nurse is sort of unprofessional, I don't think they're gonna be able to help my sister. Like, what is going on with this place? Like, I don't even think, like, why are we here? And when I tell y'all, the Lord will meet you in places that you do not think he's going to meet you. Like, he will take you places just to speak to you, just to give you a word. And I was just shocked because the nurse came back and was just telling my sister, you know, like, we're going to recommend you. We're going to tell you to go to an allergist. You know, there's not really much we can do for you. And then the doctor came, and then the nurse came back and she was like, hey, you know, can I pray for you? When she told that to my sister, it's like, I just changed. I was just like, what? Can she pray for my sister? I was so happy because I am so big on prayer. I am so big on the things of the Lord. And so that was, I think that was my niece. She wanted to come inside. You guys. Oh my gosh. I don't know if y'all hear her scream. It's so hard to shoot because, like, this house, we have a full house here. And she just turned two. Yeah, she just turned two. So she's still like a little baby. So I'm so sorry about that, you guys. But anyways, back to what I was saying. Yeah, so what part was I on? Oh, yeah. So she told my sister, you know, can I pray for you? And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, and then she was like, hey, do you want to join us? I was like, yes. So we prayed over my sister, you know, we prayed that, you know, God heal her. And she gave a word to my sister, which I'm not really going to share because, you know, that is private. That is for my sister. And, you know, she'll share it, you know, one day once she shares her testimony. But she gave a word to my sister and we were about to leave. And then my sister told her, she was like, oh yeah, my sister has a podcast. And I just like was like, oh, you know, because I wasn't going to say anything because I was just so happy for my sister. I was like, God spoke to my sister through this nurse because this nurse was a prophet. You know, she told us she's a prophet. And I was like, glory to God. Like, she spoke to my sister, you know, there's, you know, like, it's okay. Like, you know, I don't need a word. It's okay. Like, you know, I'm just happy that she spoke to God spoke to my sister through this prophet. And so then as we were walking out, she was like, she was like, so God speaks to you. And I was like, well, you know, I haven't heard his audible voice, but I really want to hear his audible voice. But, you know, he does speak to me through like my thoughts and he uses dreams a lot. And she was like, well, let's pray for that. She was like, because, you know, you need to pray. Like it says, you know, you don't receive because, you know, you don't ask. Like, you don't ask and you will receive. And I was just like, okay, glory to God. Like, yes, let's pray for this. So as she was praying for me, she was like, oh, wow. Like, you know, she had my hands and she was praying for me. And she was like, God, she said, God is so pleased with you. And when she said that, I'm breaking down crying right now, you know, and it made me tear up because it's like me and like God sees that. And it's crazy because, you know, the preaching that I don't know if it was the following Sunday, but we went to a like church and the preaching was about, you know, everyone's partying, everyone's out having fun, but you're spending time with God and God sees that and God is going to reward that. And she was talking about how I don't know how to say it in English. It's because like I go to a Spanish church and I read my Bible in Spanish, so I don't know if I can say the name in English, but I believe it was Josue in Spanish. That's his name in Spanish. He was spending time in the tabernacle. I don't read my Bible in English, but and it's called in Spanish, it's called el tabernáculo. He was spending time there, you know, spending time with God. And that's what the preaching was about, you know, that you're in there, you know, you're instead of out there doing what other people are doing, you're worshiping God in your secret place, wherever that's at. And, you know, when that prophet told me that God is pleased with you, I was just wowed. And then she told me, excuse me. And then she told me, she said that she saw rose petals falling down and that I was in a white balcony. And she said that, and I was just like, what? You know, like, what? What? Because first of all, like, why am I in a white balcony and why are rose petals falling down? Like, what? But she said it was just something beautiful that she was seeing. And I was like, glory to God, you know, glory to God, you know, if I'm going to have my place with a white balcony or I don't know, whatever that means. Right. But that she was telling me what she was seeing. And then she had told me, you're blessed and your hands are blessed. And it's crazy that she said that because I believe it's the third person that tells me that my hands are blessed. Because, again, I don't know if I shared it in my testimony that I shared, but you know, I actually had a dream and I had a dream that everything I was touching was turning into blue and white sparkle. And I had this dream and I knew in my dream that my hands were blessed. Everything that I was touching and everything that I was touching was blessed. And I was like, okay, that's a weird dream. And I told my mom and I told my brother. And then I believe it was like a couple weeks later, we went to church. There was a prophet that came and he told me, he grabbed my hands and he told me that my hands were blessed and that I was going to help others. I was going to bless others, you know, with my hands. And I was just shocked because I was like, oh my gosh, I just had a dream and he's saying my dream. Like, that's the dream I just had. And then now a third time with another prophet, she's saying that my hands are blessed. And it's just like a confirmation behind another confirmation, right? Super crazy. And then she said, I believe this is the part that had me just shocked. This is the part that like my jaw dropped. Because she said she saw a vase with light, with a light behind it. It was just light shining in a vase. And she told me, I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means? And I was like, yeah, I don't know what that means. Like, what? No. And so she prayed. We prayed about it. And she was like, I'm just going to pray that the Lord reveals what that vase with light means. And I was like, okay. So I prayed too. And then I believe it was that same night, or I'm not sure if it was the next day, but I actually kept thinking about it. I was like thinking and thinking, what does that mean? What does the vase with light mean? What is the vase? And then it hit me. It's like God. Well, I know it was God. It didn't just hit me. It was the Lord showing me what it meant. I always sing this song, and it's called Barro by Carol Worship. And I always sing it, always sing. And that song is like 20, 30 minutes long. And I always sing it. I put it on replay and I put it on replay. And, you know, I get on my knees, or if I'm in the car or wherever I'm at, and I just sing it and I dedicate it to the Lord. And I always tell him, you know, in that song, it says, you're the potter and I'm the clay. And it says, mold me into your ways. And it also says it in Spanish. It says, you know, tú eres el alfarero y yo soy la vasija. And, you know, when you put that together, you know, he's the potter and I'm the clay. And then a vase, she saw a vase, and that was the Lord telling me, I am molding you, you know, like you are being molded. And she didn't tell me that any part of the vase was missing. So I feel like I'm really, really, God is molding me into that woman of God that he needs me to be. And I'm molded, you know, and I'm not saying that like, oh, I'm perfect. I am not perfect. I'm far from perfect. That's why I need Jesus. You know, like this is why I go to church. This is why I read my Bible and I pray, because we all need of God. We are far from perfect. But it just shows how God sees, you know, God knows and he hears every time that I sing to him, every time that I tell him, you know, to mold me, that, you know, he's the potter and I'm the clay, mold me. And he hears that. And to send a confirmation through a prophet is so crazy, because he revealed to me, I hear you. And I am molding you, and you are being molded into, you know, the person that I want you to be. And I just thought that was so crazy. And I mean, I just think it's so crazy, and I am super happy being able to share this with you and share, you know, everything that has occurred. And not only that, just to show you that God will meet you wherever you're at. You know, I don't know what you're going through, but whatever you're going through, God will meet you in like the most unexpected place. I did not expect for God to meet us there. I mean, the parking lot smelled like marijuana, and I just believe, like, yeah, this, my sister was right, this place is ghetto, like, but God met us there. You know, we met, you know, a daughter of his, you know, because she is also, you know, a daughter, you know, of God. And I just, you know, I was shocked, and you know, it just showed me that I had to keep pushing, because she also told me to not be scared and to keep going, you know, to not be scared. And I feel like it's scary, you know, leaving the job that I had and walking into this new, you know, like season of my life. And I'm really walking in faith, you know, trusting that God is going to do something, that God is going to, you know, every prophetic word and every promise that he gave me, he's going to fulfill. And again, you guys, even though it's hard, one thing that stuck with me, you know, from the preaching that, it was Friday at our church, it was be the fountain and not the drink. And I feel like that stuck with me, because even though, like, right now I'm being super honest, I didn't even want to shoot today, because I felt like I was just really going through it. And, you know, I was like, no, you know, I have to be the fountain and not the drink. You know, God has called me to do this podcast. God has called me to share my experiences, to share his greatness, to share how he met me in an unexpected place, how he spoke to me, and how he's going to fulfill the promises that he, you know, told you. You just have to have faith, and you have to keep going. And I know it's hard. It's not easy. It is not easy at all. Like, following God, it has probably been one of the hardest things that I've ever done. But it's one of the things that is like super worth it, you know, I feel at peace, even though like right now I'm walking into this like uncertainty. Like, it's just like I really am walking in faith because it's crazy, like, you know. But, you know, I had to share what God has done and what he's doing. And I know there's going to be so much more to share. And I just want to let you know that God, you know, he really cares about you. Like, God does not just sit on his throne and just, you know, looks at us and commands stuff. No, he loves you and he cares about you so much. And I actually want to share one last thing. So there was this one time I was feeling really, really down. I believe it was like months ago, but I was feeling really down. And I remember praying and crying, and I had a dream. And I had a dream I was laying down and I was asleep. But I wasn't like breathing on my own. There was this air, and it was just, it was breathing life into me. Like, every breath, it was just life and life and life. And every breath that, and I knew it was the Lord, every breath that God, you know, he gave me, every breath that I was just, I depended so much on him. And I wanted to share that here because sometimes we feel like we have to do stuff. Like, we, you know, like we got to depend on ourselves. But God doesn't say to depend on ourselves. He tells us to depend on him. That does not matter what you're going through. He calls you to depend on him, and that he's going to supply, that he is your father and he cares so much about you. And, you know, that dream really stood out to me because it's like he's giving me every breath. You know, he's telling me, you don't depend on you, you depend on me. Every breath you take, I give you. Every breath you take, you know, you don't, you're not on your own. It's me that's helping you. It's me that's always going to be there for you. Like, you can't function on your own. You need me. And I just wanted to share that, you know, for anyone that's needing encouragement. God gives you every breath. He knows your needs. Pray, spend time with him, and have faith that he is going to provide, because he is. And with that, I actually want to end the episode. And before I leave, I want to pray for anyone that is going through a hard time, or anyone that is, you know, wanting an encounter with God, wanting God to speak to them. Let me just pray for you. So thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord. I pray for whoever's listening to this, or for whoever's watching this, Lord, that you be there for them, Lord, that you speak to them, you know, however you want to, through dreams, through a prophet, through your word, God, that you just speak to them, Lord, that you bring peace over their life and direction, Lord, that you direct every step of them, and that they learn that they should not only, they should not depend on themselves, that they need to depend on you, that you provide, that you're their father, and that you care for them deeply, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you just fill them with your unconditional love, Lord, and that they feel your love, and that you give them a hug, Lord, and you be there for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. And for anyone that, you know, doesn't have a church or wants to visit my church, we are, oh, did y'all see that? Oh. Anyways, so I think it's like, I don't know. That was like a what? Like a, not a fly. It was like those, I don't know what it's called. Those things that like, I don't know what that was, but anyways, I'm sorry, it's because, like, I just seen it, bro. Yeah, so anyways, okay, so for anyone that is, you know, or wants to visit our church, we are located in Ferris, Texas, Corona de Gloria. I will leave the address in the description below, but God bless y'all, and I will see y'all in next time's video. I am so sorry if it was loud. Again, my house is a full house right now. We have a 2-year-old running around, so, you know, I will try my best to edit this to the best of my ability. But again, if you don't have a church, my church, Corona de Gloria, we are located in Ferris, Texas. And with that, I'm going to end this episode. God bless y'all, and I will see y'all in next time episode.